At 9:03, we have sunny skies and 35 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly to mostly sunny today with a high of 57. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The Audubon County Sheriff's Department reports an Exira man was arrested Thursday afternoon. 25-year-old Brock Daniel Knapp was taken into custody on a charge of domestic abuse assault following an investigation into an incident that allegedly occurred at his home in Exira early Thursday morning. Knapp was being held without bond in the Audubon County Jail pending an appearance before the magistrate. Democratic candidate for Governor Jack Hatch says he wants to hike Iowa's fuel tax to pay for road improvements in the state. In a policy plan released Thursday, the Des Moines lawmaker said he would raise the tax, now 22 cents per gallon for gasoline, including fees, by 2 cents a year for 5 years. That money would go to fixing deteriorating bridges and roads. Hatch also wants to direct some surplus budget dollars to infrastructure projects. Iowa's fuel tax hasn't been raised since 1989. A commission appointed by Governor Terry Branstad in 2011 recommended an increase of 8 to 10 cents a gallon to boost funding for the state's network of bridges and roads. But changing the tax rate has been unpopular in the state legislature. A former energy company executive says in a news release that he will share his decision to seek the Republican nomination for Senate in 2014 on a four-city tour next week. Mark Jacobs, the 51-year-old chief executive officer of Texas-based Reliant Energy, announced Thursday that he would hold events beginning next Tuesday in Des Moines, Cedar Rapids, Davenport, and Sioux City. Jacobs lives in West Des Moines. A number of Republicans are already running to succeed retiring Democrat Tom Harkin, including radio host Sam Clovis, State Senator Joni Ernst from Red Oak, lawyer Paul Lund, former car salesman Scott Shaven, former U.S. Attorney Matt Whitaker, and former Senate aide David Young. Jacobs is backed by some business-focused Republicans, including Des Moines lawyer Doug Gross. U.S. Representative Bruce Braley of Waterloo is the lone Democrat who is running. Former Democratic Montana Governor Brian Schweitzer will speak next month at a liberal advocacy group event in Iowa. Schweitzer will give the keynote address December 18th at the 2013 Progress Iowa Holiday Party in Altoona. Schweitzer served 2 years as Montana governor from 2005 through early 2013. He was recently elected board chairman of Stillwater Mining Company, Montana's largest publicly traded company. He decided against running for an open Senate seat in Montana in 2014, but is considered a possible Democratic candidate for president in 2016. In a press release, Schweitzer says he's excited to visit Iowa to talk about progressive values. Iowa is a key stop for presidential hopefuls. Vice President Joe Biden visited the state in September, and a number of potential Republican presidential candidates have also held Iowa events. A board member of a national group that's seeking to head off the federal legalization of marijuana spoke at a forum in Johnston Thursday. Kevin Sabet of Smart Approaches to Marijuana, or SAM, says the group takes a new approach to the issue.
Right now, there is a false dichotomy that the only two options for dealing with marijuana are either legalize or lock them up, as if they have to fit on a bumper sticker.
Sabet says that SAM is interested in going beyond those two extremes.
Not incarcerating low-level marijuana users, but also not opening up marijuana to the legal market and creating what we worry will be the new tobacco industry of our age.
Sabet is the director of the Drug Policy Institute at the University of Florida and a former senior drug control policy advisor in the Obama and Bush administrations. He says SAM is not against using the chemicals in marijuana for medical issues if it's done the right way.
We know that marijuana contains medical properties, but we don't have to smoke it to get those properties. Opium is not smoked. We have morphine. It's a very similar thing with marijuana. So on the medical side, we urge research into the non-smoked components of marijuana so that it's available at a pharmacy.
He says most medical marijuana programs in the country aren't really there for people who are really sick.
We know that 98% of people who utilize medical marijuana do not have cancer, they don't have HIV, they don't have glaucoma, they don't have MS, they don't have seizures. The average person is a 32-year-old white male with moderate back pain.
He says legalizing marijuana is not about medicine.
It has turned into a joke. It's obviously a facade for full legalization. However, for those who really do have relief or get relief from marijuana, we're not calling them liars. Let's have it available at a pharmacy like we do every other drug in this country.
Sabet says legalizing marijuana is about money, not medical issues.
The issue of legalization is about creating the new tobacco industry of our age. 21st century industry, targeting kids and vulnerable populations, frankly taking a page out of the alcohol industry and making sure that liquor stores are set up in poorer communities of color.
And he says that flavored pop and cupcakes created with marijuana in them are targeting kids, not a 90-year-old cancer patient. Sabet spoke at an event sponsored by the Iowa Alliance of Coalitions for Change, a network of community and anti-drug coalitions in the state. SAM's board is chaired by former Congressman Patrick J. Kennedy and describes itself as a bipartisan alliance of lawmakers, scientists, and other concerned citizens attempting to provide an avenue of leadership to discuss responsible marijuana policy. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, Mitt Romney is accusing President Obama of being dishonest about his health care law. Romney says Obama knew people would lose their private insurance coverage under the law. He criticizes Obama for promising that people could keep their existing plans if they wished. In an interview on CBS's This Morning program, Romney says, quote, "What starts twisted stays twisted." Obama apologized yesterday for the problems with health care, saying that, quote, "We fumbled the rollout and he's not perfect." The law was patterned in part after a law in Massachusetts when Romney was governor. Romney says the rollout there was slower. Insurance company executives have a chance today to talk to President Obama about the new health care law and about his announcement yesterday that insurance companies can offer people another year of coverage under existing plans. A White House official says Obama and senior aides will meet today with insurance company CEOs to discuss helping people enroll in the new plans. Stocks have started the day mostly higher. The Dow is moving further into record territory a day after the nominee to head the Fed Reserve signaled the Fed's economic stimulus effort could go on longer than many had expected. Janet Yellen says it's important not to remove support, especially when the recovery is fragile. And that is a check of the latest area and national news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.